The government has very limited resources in terms of the development of our regional airports, and we have two PSO routes, as I said earlier on, Kerry and Donegal, and a number of PSO routes have already been, for want of a better word, have been withdrawn: Waterford, Galway, Sligo, and City of Derry as well. So, based on the limited resources that we have, and given, I suppose, the limitations that are there, we have to make sure, and given the fact that the policy has already been subjected to scrutiny by the European Commission, we have to work within the parameters that are already set out within the Department's policies as well. And while I don't have a direct role in relation to aviation policy or transport policy, I do have a role in relation to tourism development. And certainly I don't have any difficulty in meeting stakeholders along the Wild Atlantic Way. I holidayed in it this year in Donegal, and I holidayed in it last year in Donegal. And I have to say, it has an awful lot to offer. And certainly I would have no difficulty in engaging with the public representatives from County Donegal, and indeed from Sligo and Leitrim as well, in relation to the whole development of the North West, in terms of what can be done further. So I will relay the sentiments that you've expressed directly to Minister Ross, and I'll ask his office to arrange at the earliest possible opportunity that he would engage with all of the Oireachtas members from County Donegal in relation to this issue.